This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne, sitting in for Bob Edwards. Israel's president today invited Syrian President Bashar Assad to visit Jerusalem. The invitation was made without preconditions. Assad recently said Syria is ready to resume negotiations with Israel from the point at which they broke off 3 years ago. Meanwhile, an estimated 120,000 Jewish settlers demonstrated against Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in Tel Aviv last night. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
In an interview with Israel Radio, President Moshe Katsav said Israel must seriously examine Bashar Assad's proposal to renew negotiations. Assad, in early December, proposed that talks with Israel be resumed from the point they broke off in 2000, when Israel offered to return nearly all of the Golan Heights, which were captured from Syria in the 1967 war. However, in an interview today with the BBC, Syrian Cabinet Minister Buthaina Shaaban dismissed the Israeli invitation, saying it had no significance as long as Israel is expanding Jewish settlements on the Golan Heights. About 17,000 Jewish settlers live on the Golan, compared with more than 200,000 in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Israel's agriculture minister last week announced a plan to build hundreds of new homes and spend more than $50 million on the Golan. In a news conference yesterday, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon also said Israel is willing to restart peace talks with Syria, but only under certain conditions.
Syria should stop the help and support of terrorist organizations. And if that will happen, I believe that Israel will be very glad to negotiate. It should be without any preconditions.
The possibility of talks with Syria comes as Sharon is under pressure from hardliners in Israel not to dismantle isolated Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Gaza. Last night, tens of thousands of settlers demonstrated in Tel Aviv in the largest protest ever organized by the right against Sharon. In his news conference, Sharon said he understands the pain of the settlers, but he is determined to move forward with his plan.
It's not an easy thing for people that were living there for many years, already third generation there. But I believe that in order to reach peace, Israel will not be able to hold all the Jewish communities.
Sharon would not specify which settlements will be dismantled. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.